He is the voice of the Hokies. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. I do want to talk some hoops, but I'm curious to get your thoughts. Frank Beamer, a new member of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee, I think he'll be good at this gig. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the perfect place and the perfect job for him, to be honest with you, because he's, of course, one of college football's most revered voices and opinions, and he certainly has some time now. His wife will be the first one to tell you that he needs things to do. And the funny thing about it was he was telling me about this, I think it was about a month ago, and he was saying, you know, John, I didn't realize how much time was involved in this, how many times I'd have to go to Dallas and sit in rooms and all those things. But he was excited about it, and you can tell. And no, I mean, he's one of the greatest ambassadors that college football has, and certainly also has the recent knowledge of a lot of these programs, coaches, conferences, and everything else. I think it's perfect. I think it was a no-brainer.
And I don't know. Look, there's a makeup in there of different people. I don't know their personalities, but what I do know is you put different personalities in a room to make different things work, but he's the calming presence. He's the kind of guy who could say, whoa, 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 all right, let's just talk this out. Like, he's the calming force that you would need in that room.
Yeah, I can see him being the guy in the room that doesn't necessarily say a ton.
Yep.
But when he does, it's listened to as, I don't want to say fact, but weighed very heavily. And I might be wrong. You know, I haven't sat in a ton of meeting rooms with Coach Beamer to know how vocal he is or isn't, but that would be what I would imagine he would be like, just knowing his personality I've seen in some other meetings.
I think he'll be good at that role. Once again, Frank Beamer joining a couple others, including Gene Smith, the AD at Ohio State, as the new three members on the College Football Selection Committee. John Lazor is the voice of the Hokies. We'll get back into some football, but tonight, 9 o'clock tip against Georgia Tech. You can hear the game on 96.1 FM, The Planet. And this is one of those games that we look back at what we said a week ago. They had three at home, and they lose to Notre Dame. They almost come back and beat Notre Dame, but they lose. So this is kind of the rubber match of the homestand. And I look at this because it's Georgia Tech and they're playing better, but also because we talked about how big this homestand could be, and only for what it is, but what it could do spring forward you into the month of February.
Yeah, you got to have this game. I've tried to not say that locally, and I hadn't said that to Buzz Williams, and he hasn't said it to me, although he has danced around that subject. But quite frankly, you got to win this game. I mean, there's a lot of respect for Josh Pastner and what he's doing in his first year, and the fact that the Yellow Jackets, like seemingly everybody else in the ACC, are ahead of where they should be and are better than what they were projected before the season. But with that said, you're going to open this game as nearly a 10-point favorite at home. And you look at your wins and losses in the ACC from last year when Tech had a surprising 10-win record in regular season play, and you've already lost to two of the teams you beat last year, NC State and Florida State, but you've beaten one of the teams you lost to in Syracuse. And that's how you play the game in this conference, Wes, is you go, okay, we've got Miami twice, we've got Virginia twice, we're going to have to try to steal one from each of those two teams. You've got Duke, who you've already beaten, but that's how it plays out. And Georgia Tech just profiles as a team that you need to beat, and more importantly for your confidence, before you go on this stretch where six of the next eight are on the road, you need to get your swagger back inside Castle Coliseum.
What did you take away from the Notre Dame game? How that was played, how they came back, and unfortunately how they fell short?
Well, it's a team that has the character and the toughness to come back, but it's still a team that has the inconsistency to get into a spot where it needed to have that large of a comeback. And I think that's the issue right now and why you're not one of the teams that more than likely will contend for the ACC regular season title, is because your ceiling is very high, but your consistency level is not at a rate that's among the elite teams in the country right now. And I cite that stretch in the first half. Everybody credits Notre Dame for what happened in that stretch, and certainly give them some of that for their execution level and taking advantage of the mistakes. But when Tech has gotten to those spots, and it looked an awful lot to me like the first half against NC State, it's generally when you talk about your offense being led by your defense, well, it's the opposite effect for the Hokies. Their defensive letdowns will lead to offensive aggressiveness and out-of-character drives and single-side offense, and when that happens, the rhythm gets off with this team. Now, again, this is a good enough team that has enough firepower to dig out of some holes where maybe they weren't in the past, but also still not a team that is all that familiar with winning down the stretch against seasoned teams. So a ton to take out of that game, really. And I think this staff has had a little bit of a challenge dissecting all that they needed to learn from that game. And I'm interested to see how they move forward tonight.
It's John Lazor. And once again, on the call tonight, beginning at 8:30, 96.1 The Planet, tip at 9 o'clock. I know you love those 9 o'clock tips.
I do, man. I'm already chugging my first giant iced coffee of the day right now. That's why I was cursing you last night to Renee. I was like, you know, I love Wes McElroy, but why does it have to be on a day when I know I'm going to be up until 1 a.m. in the morning that I had to get up at 6:30, which I normally don't do since I'm out of market and I can't listen to your show.
I love you, buddy. I love you even more for it.
I know. It's not your fault. Most weeks, Wednesday works out perfectly.
When I ask Coach Wade this about VCU, I picked up on this trend. When Johnny Williams is slashing to the net, when he is moving the ball and he's going on the inside, you kind of know it's going to be a good night for VCU. Give me the indicator when you pick up and you see Virginia Tech do something in the beginning of the game, you know it's going to be a good night for them. They'll be in contention at least.
When Justin Bibbs knocks down his first couple of shots of the night, or when he looks like he has good rotation on the first couple jump shots of the night, or he has the quick trigger on the first jump shot of the night. And I know that Justin Bibbs, who was the focal point offensively of this team a couple of years ago, now slips down to maybe option three or four, but he's everything, in my opinion, in terms of floor spacing and what you're able to do in terms of hurting teams with double side offense. Because when he's going on one side, it opens things up substantially for Ahmed Hill. And obviously, as any coach in the country will tell you, when you've got perimeter threats on each wing and you have slashing and drivable guards, that opens the middle for Zach Lede. But when he's not hitting shots, you can see defensively they'll favor the opposite side and wait until he shows you that he's going to be an offensive focal point for this Virginia Tech team. That clogs things and everything kind of goes downhill from there. And unfortunately for JB, who's one of my absolute favorite people in the world, and I think one of the most talented players on this team, his jump shot for whatever reason hasn't been there nearly as consistently this year for the Hokies as it was last year, and that's really something I think that he is stressing about at the moment, and at the point is stressing this basketball team.
Something to watch out for tonight, 9 o'clock tip against Georgia Tech. We'll come back. We'll talk a little about the early entrance to Virginia Tech football. I want to get Lazer's opinion on a few things in our lightning round, including the Baseball Hall of Fame announcements. John Lazer is brought to you by Cowan Gates, who we want to remind you, coming up Friday, they're hosting their fourth semi-annual Frank Cowan Memorial Blood Drive from 10 until 2. The drive is an appreciation of the many transfusions that Frank Cowan was able to receive during his fight with leukemia. A few spots are still available, not 10:15. I've signed up for that. That's my spot, but we'd love to see you there between 10 and 2 this Friday. You can call 804-320-9100, or you can go to my page, foxsportsrichmond.com. We have the link where you can get a spot there and donate. Do a good job. Do it for a great cause and do a good deed this Friday with the Frank Cowan Memorial Blood Drive. More with John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910.